Hello and welcome back to The Moments That Made Me. Before we kick off with this week's incredible episode, I just wanted to let you all know that my first book, Manifest, 7 Steps to Living Your Best Life, is available to pre-order now. I am beyond excited and proud and just over the moon, and I cannot wait for you guys to get your hands on it. It will be released on the 6th of January 2022. And it will teach you absolutely everything you need to know to manifest literally anything that you want into your life. It is a self-development book, a self-help book, an empowerment book, and of course, a guide to manifesting. So you can pre-order from Amazon or Waterstones or Audible from now.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number 1 in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of The Moments That Made Me with me, your host, Roxy Nafusi. This week, I am so excited to have the incredible Larry King on the show. Larry is a world-renowned hairstylist whose clients include Poppy Delevingne, Gigi Hadid, Niall Horan, and David Gandy, to name but a few. His salons in South Kensington and Notting Hill are two of the hottest spots in town, and his hair care brand, Larry King Hair, is as cool as he is. I am so excited to be sat with Larry today, just by his salon, to hear his 3 defining moments that led him to where he is. Hi!
Hi, Roxy, darling.
So apparently, this is your first ever podcast.
This is my first ever podcast.
And I am honored.
I couldn't think of anyone else I'd rather do it with, honestly. It's my first one, and special. Very special.
Well,
it'll be my only one.
That's a loss.
No, it might not be. But this is definitely the special for me. Aww. This is really good.
So I go straight in to my guest's first defining moment.
First defining moment. Wow. I would definitely say having my children. I think for me, that set me on a slightly different path, because obviously, you're not providing for yourself, you've got to provide for your children. And so I think for me, that takes you on to a different purpose. You kind of almost, I wouldn't say that you've lived your moment, but everything that you do then has to be about, driving it for them, really. And then I think I would say that alongside, me and my wife would also always work separately. She had her job and I had mine. And, we went through a part where we was, that was how it would be. And then all of a sudden we kind of come together and started working together. Mm. And I think when we started working together, that was the click. And that's what changed the whole format from me being a hairdresser to we started to create the brand. So we first came up with Larry's World. And that was just like an online sort of blog. And we created a website. And that was really the start from it all, really. So that was,
really?
I would say, but yeah, that was really the start of it. It was like we created this Larry's World hashtag. And on Facebook, we started putting it up and things like that back in, it must have been 2015.
Yeah.
And then I created a website and I put my work on there, and we started also funny things that I would do, shoots behind the scenes and so on and so forth, and just around general stuff. Like, I remember I used to work in a salon and I was cutting my friend who's quite a big violinist, called Charlie Seam. You might know him. Yeah. I know Charlie. You know, I was cutting his hair, and for some reason we had this giant rubber horse's head, like mask. And I put it on and started cutting his hair with a horse's mask on. But it was really funny, and it was like, you know, these things, and I've got this other video where there's, I was with Dominic Cooper on a shoot, and I had a puppet monkey, and we would sing, we sung Chevy Chase and Simon Garfunkel's song.
Yeah.
And I was doing it with the monkey. You know, how's it go? Call me Eddie. And yeah, it was a really funny video. And so it's just like funny moments like that, and that went on the blog. And it started doing well, you know, and I was obviously doing the shoots at the same time. And that kind of snowballed from there. So that was, I would say that was a good big, them two things were my first two big defining moments.
I love that. So where, how old were you when you had kids? Because you, as far as I know, you guys were quite young. No?
Yeah, I was 26. So when I had my first. So yeah, really quite young. Yeah, she was a little surprised.
Oh,
she always laughs at that. So she, I was 26, and I think it's, you know, for then it was at that time, and even probably now that is quite young.
Yeah,
I think
definitely.
There's obviously a middle ground. You know, you get some people that do have children very, very young.
Yeah.
And then you also get people that wait till they're in their mid-30s, even towards their late 30s.
Mm.
I don't think you tend to get a lot of people that are around the 25, 26 mark that have children. And I think, which was quite different because, you know, obviously you've got a lot of friends, that doesn't happen. So we kind of, we maintain their life, which I think is the biggest thing that I could say, you know, has done us good, is the fact that we maintained our lives together and had fun and enjoyed ourselves as well as having children. And you need to do that.
Oh, I love that. So you started this kind of blog, you start Larry's World, and did you have any idea at that point that this was, that the was the dream always to have your own salon and your own brand?
No, I think it was like, I started doing some shoots. I think, you know, and everything was moving along nicely. Then I just happened to get this kind of, I started thinking I need maybe look to get an agent who might help me. So, and in London, you know, there's one, you know, what the agency that I'm with, and I approached, I wasn't sure if they'd take me on, you know, I wasn't really completely sure. And they are the leading agency in the world. And it was at that time. They still are massive and regarded in the highest category. And I just approached them and went in and had a meeting with them. And they took me on. So I think that was another defining moment, was that them taking me on, that gives you that, you know, they still do, but they give you, having that agency and that name behind you, really endorses you and endorses your work and what you're about. You know, their street is, they are streets globally. They have, you know, the leading makeup artists, stylists, photographers at the time, you know, everything. So it's a really, really powerful agency. So I joined them, continued to do lots of shoots and stuff like that. But the salons then came about, kind of, we were thinking about it, talking about it, do we do it, do we not? And then I had a client that came in, and well, a friend, a very client and a very close friend of mine, and he was like, you've got to do this and I'll help you. So I would say my second defining moment was definitely sort of that point. And he would, you know, this guy was named Mark Shanker. He's, you know, a very good friend of mine. Him, David Gandhi, both came and said, like, you need to do this salon now. You need to do it. You've got the right point. You've got everything. You've got, this is your moment. And we started looking for a salon, and, you know, you got to find the right one, and you're going to like this. I then came to South Kensington, and it was Mark Shanker was said, look, you need to go and look at this spot in South Kensington. Anyway, I went out on a cold January sort of, it was about sort of the 15th of January. And I stood outside over the road of the salon, and there was two shops basically at the time. It was, one was a laundrette and one was an old hardware store. And they were just two next to each other, and I stood across the road, and it was a bit like a vision flashing, like I always say, like the Field of Dreams, Kevin Costner, where it's like, if you build it, they will come type moment. And it's like you flash on what it will look like when it's built rather than what it is then. And
I love that.
Yeah, on this cold January sort of night at like when it was dark. And it was just like, yeah, this whole thing. And then, yeah, we went home, started negotiating. Laura done a sketch of how the salon would look. And it's exactly, I've still got the drawing at home of how it would look. And it literally is identical to how it looks. So
that is amazing. So it was a real moment of just insane visualization.
Yeah, and massively.
And using that power of your mind to create.
Yeah, I think dreams. You know, what's quite funny in the salon, all of us and all of the guys in the salon, we often talk about the fact that we will think of a client or, you know, that we haven't seen maybe for a while. And, you know, they'll just pop into your head and you'll be thinking about it or you'll be talking about it. And literally the week later, they'll just appear and they'll be in the salon. And you'll be like, wow. So it's, you know, I'm a huge believer in putting it out there. It makes it happen. I used to often think about things like, you know, I'd always wanted to cut the Chelsea team's hair, and it was my dream back when I was in my mid-20s. I was a big, huge football fan, Chelsea fan, and I'd dream of cutting the team's hair. And, you know, when I was 32, I got asked to shoot all of the Chelsea squad for Dolce & Gabbana. So it was kind of like, and it's been a lot of that in my career. I thought about, oh, I'd like to do that person. And then all of a sudden, you know, I'll get a call and I'll be doing their hair. Do you know what I mean? I really have, there's not many now that, which is a bit dull, but there's not many that people go to me now, oh, who would you love to do? And it's like, I have to really think, because I have done quite a lot. I've been very lucky, well, super, super lucky to have worked with a huge amount of incredible people. But if I'm going to put it out there right now, I'd like to do Ana de Armas. So Greg Williams, if you listen to this, I think she's amazing. And also Miley Cyrus, I'd like to do her hair. So they'd be my two that if people was to ask right now.
Well, you've got it out there now.
I've got it out there now.
I love that. Yeah, I think that's amazing. You know, I'm always so excited when I hear anyone that has a clear kind of natural ability to manifest. And I definitely see it in you, and from hearing your stories, I just think, oh my God, it's amazing. But I think for people that are listening, especially people who really, you know, admire what you do, you've got this incredible business, you know, you run it with your wife and you've got this amazing family unit. So, but I think I really am interested in knowing or allowing people to understand that it wasn't just this plain sailing full of luck. Because just now you said, oh, I'm so lucky. But it's hard work as well, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, it's massively hard work. You know, I started, it was quite funny. So we're going back to the early stages. I was like, you know, in my mid to late 20s, I used to just have a simple life. I had my daughter and I'd had an allotment.
No way.
Yeah.
I love that. What did you do on the allotment?
Growing vegetables.
What vegetables?
All sorts.
Stop.
So we'd grow vegetables and something like that. And I never used to go out or anything.
Yeah.
Anyway, and then when I was in my early 30s, I started to go out into London and you know, socialise and meet people. And I think that was all part of the journey. I'm not, you know, that was definitely part of it, is the fact that I would go out and I would network and meet people and see people and positive and encourage, you know, ask anyone to let me cut their hair.
Yeah.
I would really literally ask anyone. And I think, you know, I never was really a say no person. I was always like, please, yeah, let's do this. I think, you know, I'd love to do that. I'd love to do this. Yeah, whatever. And even now I'm still do that. And I sometimes scratch my head thinking, why have you said yes? Because you're exhausted and you're still doing these things. But I am a bit of a yes person. And so I think, yeah, it is hard work. And it is, you know, it's super tiring. And it wasn't just an overnight thing. It was really took years. You know, I opened my salon when I was 36, 37. So between, you know, so it's been a bit of a journey. And it has been a bit of a snowball since I opened the salon.
I came to the opening of the salon. You know?
Yeah.
The opening
night. That was 5 years. How much? This 5 years this February. 5 years, well, wow. February coming. Yeah, February coming. So, but then since February, it has been a real snowball. You know, we opened in February 5 years ago. So 2017. Then on 2018, we launched the products. And then on 2019, I opened the second salon. 2020, we went into lockdown. But 2021, we come out of lockdown. So it has been a bit of a journey to get to two salons and a product range in three years, which is incredible. Just a bit. But I've got an amazing team around me, and I they all help me. All my team who work for me in the salon, they mean the world to me. I've worked with some of them for 15, 20 years.
I mean, there's definitely a real sense of family in there with all of you guys.
Yeah.
And what I love is that, with all your success and with all these people that, you cut, all the kind of top of the job, you cut everyone's hair, you style everything, you've got amazing brand partnerships and brand ambassador roles, and yet you are still in the salon cutting hair, doing your doing the day job every day,
everybody's the same, everyone. My team, I love my team, I love being around them. I get inspired by all of them. They're incredible hairdressers, they're incredible people. We have the best times going, together. And I think, I often talk with Becky on PR, and it was kind of like when I first launched the salons, it was like I was a bit of a best kept secret. So I used to do a lot of celebrities before I opened the salon, but I didn't do a lot of the journalists or press. So I was almost like, where did this Larry King pop up from? He was like, boop. One journalist was like, is this Larry King come from America or something? I've never heard of him. And all of a sudden he's exploded. He was like, no, he's not the talk show host. He's gone into hairdressing. It was, it was the truth. And, when I say it's the best kept secret, it was a bit like I do a lot of these celebrities and they all come in the salon and sit there with everybody, everybody gets treated the same. And I think that's crucial. That's hugely crucial.
100%.
Yeah, massively.
And it doesn't go unnoticed.
No, I think it's massively. It's just a cool, it's a family.
Yeah.
A social life for your hair.
Well, this is it.
There you go.
Welcome to Paranormal Activity with me, Yvette Fielding, a brand new podcast bringing together people's real ghost, extraterrestrial and paranormal stories, as well as getting some inside details from those who study the supernatural. I'll be listening through your paranormal stories every week and try to understand them, as well as chatting about my own encounters with an occasional paranormal investigator too. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts from, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Acast. Just search for Paranormal Activity with Yvette Fielding.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So what is your third defining moment?
Third defining moment. Wow. They're all defining, to be quite honest. There's been a lot of hugely... I would say the first one was the biggest one, or the first two. The salon would be the second one. Third one... definitely the products has been a massive journey.
Yeah.
And a massive... You know, the way it's been regarded and where it's stocked and things like that. And I feel like I'm loving every moment of that, and they are going to be my third defining moment.
Yeah.
They are going to be my third, because they are, you know, where they are already are, you know, stocked and, you know, and the way the progress and even the way they're regarded, you know, they talked about it in the same breath as huge, you know, industry brands. Mm. And that, you know, it's a small little brand, we own it all ourselves, and it's so it's kind of like, I think they are going to be my third defining moment.
Yeah, because it's also so different. I mean, to go from doing something that's so, you know, consumer facing, social, like hairdressing is like a whole different thing to having a product.
Yes, definitely.
And that must have been such a, I mean, it's a mammoth thing to take on.
Yeah, it is. But I kind of like, do you know what I really like? As much as I like, you know, I love being in the salons like we just said and everything like that, I actually do like the business side of things.
Amazing.
Which is a bit like, you know, I never done well at school.
Right.
I wasn't like the brightest of students. I think one of my own GCSEs that I passed was film studies. You could just sit and watch a movie. So hence why I've watched so many movies, and probably when I do hair and I turn up and shoot, so I use movies, old movies as references, because I've watched every movie you can imagine. So film studies was a positive in GCSEs. But I do like, so the running, you know, the business side of things, I like the finance side of things, I like doing, you know, all of that side, as we can see.
Do something different and expanding.
Yeah, experimenting and learning different things constantly. Yeah. So,
I love that.
But I definitely think is that right to say my third one? I absolutely like, they're all defining, but I think Nick will, they are going to be.
You know, I think
they are my third defining.
Well, I think it's a great one and it's huge. And I think the reason I wanted to get you on this podcast is because I think you have such an exceptionally upbeat and happy and joyful and kind and authentic energy. And I think it's really inspiring for people who...
You're making me blush.
Oh, sorry. But it's so inspiring for people to, you know, see someone that has achieved so much, but it's also just going, you know what, I use the power of my mind. I network.
I think people say I'm quite laid back and like, and I don't get flustered. I think, I don't know, I'm not flustered, but I do, I'm quite laid back, and I think I absorb certain things and just, so you try to see, you know, there's ways out of things and there's,
I love
you know, through, if you have got a difficulty, think of a way out of it or talk to people.
Yeah, Brené Brown says,
I can't stop talking.
I love it.
Probably that's why I get out of it, you know, that's why I talk myself out of situations where I need to.
Brené Brown said that all the most successful people in the world, it was because down to their capacity to handle stress. So that would explain it. You do have a relaxed energy.
I used to be, as a child, my dad and everyone was like, you're horizontal. And I suppose I am. But still, it's nice to be relaxed and chilled, and I love to communicate. I love being around people. So.
Aww. Well, Larry, before you go, I have a few questions for you.
Yep, go for it.
Quick fire.
Yeah, quick one. That's great. I love a quick fire.
The first one is your most memorable book.
I don't actually read.
You could say that your most memorable book will be Manifest by Roxy Nabusi.
It will be 100%. My most memorable book will be Manifest by Roxy Nafosi, because I promise you I will read it. Other than that, I read the Metro in the Evening Standard into work and away from work, but I will read it, definitely. I promise you that.
Thanks.
So this will be my first podcast and first book.
Your favourite quote...
If you build it, they will come.
Oh, I love that. That was what you said earlier as well.
Yeah.
Your most influential mentor.
Wow. David Gandy. Only because I learned from David how to, you know, he supported things that he done where he would work with brands and he became a part of the brand.
Yeah.
And he worked with brands that he really believed in and he became a part of the brand. And I really took that on and with the brands that I work with, such as Dyson and Redken and, you know, Range, Land Rover and things like that. And it's just really believing them and work with them and, you know, even when they're not asking you to do things, still work for them.
Yeah.
Because it's kind of like he does, I think that's crucial. Mm. Do you know what I mean? It becomes more than a true partnership.
Yeah.
And I think that's the case. Yeah. So that and my mum and dad.
Oh, that's
probably cute. My mum and dad as well. Definitely.
You might find this one hard because you watch so many films, but what is your go-to feel-good film?
Oh, Field of Dreams.
A moment where you felt most proud?
Most proud at the birth of both of my children. Mm. I've had a lot of proud moments. standing with Laura when we opened our salon together. I've literally could go through. I've got loads. I had a huge proud moment the other day during Fashion Week. Erdem and all of the shows with all of my team. I could list loads. I took all of the team to a festival in the summer, just to rebuild after lockdown, and we all got together and one of, you know, me and Laura stood there and, you know, saw all 35 and 40 staff members all just dancing and jumping in this music tent. And it just was unbelievable amount of proudness that they were all smiling and together enjoying themselves. So, yeah, I've got, you know, multiple different proud moments.
That's like a scene from a movie.
Yeah, I've got a lot of proud moments in my life that I can look back at. And I'm very, very, you know, I'm super fortunate to have that.
What a nice thing to say.
I think it's quite, to do the business and with my wife and my children, and it all be during that journey together.
Yeah.
It's quite special. Very. Do you know what I mean? It's not like I've done it before and then had the children.
Yeah.
It's all been done together as one.
Yeah, you've grown together. It's so unique and such.
And they're involved in it. You know, that proud moment for me was on, funny enough, was on Monday at Fashion Week at Erdem, and my 16-year-old daughter was holding hair while I was doing the hair for the show.
Aww.
Which is, you know, it was the main number one show at London Fashion Week. And, you know, his photographer was taking pictures backstage, I think for Vogue actually, and it was me and Elsie and me were doing the hair of one of the models together. That which is quite a proud, you know, that's quite a proud moment. I just got to do the same thing with my little Nancy now.
Oh,
but you know, I like that. So yeah, but you know that. You know what that's like. You know, you've got Wolfie and me. It's, you know, they do put you on a different journey.
Exactly. A song that cheers you up.
A song that cheers me up. I've got lots of songs I like. Songs you refer to so much that have gone on in your life.
Mm.
So I would say, like I said, Chevy Chase. You Can Call Me Eddie. I don't know actually the word, the real name to it, but I like that one. I like anything to do with Prince because that reminds me of my mum. Eddie Grant and Simply Red, because they remind me of my dad.
Mm. You need to make a feel-good playlist.
Yeah, I've got the Kinks that remind me of Laura's mum and dad hugely. That's really powerful for me right now. Mm. So they are really, you know, they're really strong. I think all of these songs here. Do you know what I mean? Definitely.
And the last question is, first person you called to share good news?
Laura, my wife.
Larry, thank you so much for being such an amazing guest, so inspiring, for also changing my life in the last month by cutting all my hair off.
My absolute pleasure. Always, darling, always.
And just love you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Even even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.